If you want to be entertained, then Stoke is the place to be. The city is the hometown of some of the biggest names in pop, rock and metal, including Mr. Entertainer himself, Robbie Williams. Robbie was born in Stoke in 1974 and went to St. Margaret's Catholic School in the suburb of Tunstall. One day, his mother saw an ad for auditions for a boy band and, having seen her son's talent for performing, encouraged young Robbie to try out. He went along and, at just 16 years old, Robbie became the youngest member of one of Britain's biggest boy bands, Take That. He spent 5 years with Take That before beginning his incredibly successful solo career with huge hits like Angels, Rock DJ, and of course, who could forget Robbie imploring crowds to let me entertain you. But Robbie isn't the only entertainer to hail from Stoke. Saul Hudson, better known as Slash from the iconic 90s rock band Guns N' Roses, was raised in Blurton, a small Stoke suburb, a 30-minute walk from Longton train station. His American mother worked as a costume designer, whereas his father was an English artist. His mother's work led the family to move to Los Angeles when Saul was around 5 years old. But Stoke always had a place in Slash's heart. Later he said, "I do miss living in England, especially Blurton, because that time was so sweet for me." Slash made a further nod to his childhood home when he released his second live solo album called Made in Stoke in 2011. The album was recorded at Stoke's Victoria Hall in July 2011, a venue that's now established itself on the country's touring circuit and regularly hosts famous faces. It consistently attracts big names in both music and comedy to Stoke-on-Trent, so at just a 25-minute walk from the station, it's worth seeing what's on during your visit. The ace in Stoke's metal music scene is, of course, Lemmy, bass player and vocalist for Motorhead. Lemmy was born with the much less rock and roll name of Ian Fraser, Kilminster, in the Burslem area of Stoke-on-Trent. Recently, plans have been approved for a statue of Lemmy to be built in the marketplace in the town, a 30-minute bus journey from Stoke-on-Trent station. Burslem is now set to become a pilgrimage destination for the band's fans, as well as an opportunity for others to learn more about his life and work. As well as metal, Stoke has soul and is considered to be one of the birthplaces of Northern Soul, a music and dance movement that came out of the British mod scene in the late 60s and early 70s. In fact, the city was such a mecca for Northern Soul fans that for a time it was affectionately known as Soul on Trent. Back then, fans from all over the country would make the trip to visit famed nightclub The Torch, which was credited with birthing the modern all-nighter. Sadly, the club has since closed its doors, but the site is still marked by a plaque in Hoe Street, in the Tunstall area of Stoke, a 20-minute walk from Longport train station. You can still experience the Northern Soul experience today at the famous King's Hall in Stoke, at their Northern Soul all-nighter event, conveniently located less than a 10-minute walk from Stoke-on-Trent railway station. This same venue is where the Beatles first played in Stoke before their first album was even released, and singles such as Love Me Do and Please Please Me were chart hits. If your soul is searching for something a bit more modern, the cultural quarter in the city centre houses the Regent Theatre, a beautifully restored Art Deco theatre offering everything from West End musicals to National Ballet productions. Live music can also be found at a number of venues throughout the city, including the Sugar Mill and the Underground, both of which are walkable from the Stoke-on-Trent station and host big-name bands alongside up-and-coming artists from the local scene. Whatever you're looking for, Stoke is a city that won't fail to entertain you.